Attention, calling all whispering hunties. Oh, grrr.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Nijon, a self-proclaimed semi-drag race expert.
And I'm Nick. I've never watched it before.
And together we are whispering hunties.
Well, hey, welcome back.
Howdy,
to
y'all.
Hunties.
And welcome back to America, where we watch season 13, because it's in America.
Oh, my gosh. It's the only drag race on TV, so we're very happy.
Yeah. And here we are, here to watch some commercials by the queens.
Oh, my God. I just realized Drag Race this week was just like a bunch of commercials.
Pretty much just a bunch of commercials.
So it's like we didn't even watch Drag Race because it was like just ads the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't think there was any soda that I wanted to drink.
Literally.
Maybe rosés, I guess, if it tastes wine.
But there was even a soda that like I would also refuse to lick, but you know.
Yeah. Choices. I ain't going to suck that out of a cow's titty.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I'm blacking that out right now. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're back. We're still with Annette. We're still with Remy.
Yeah. We love them. And we hope you love our conversation.
Yeah. So we're back. Get into the episode. Get into mm-hmm. this U.S. situation because it's all we have now.
Oh, no. I know. We just have 40 more episodes of season 13.
I know. Yeah. I mean, by this time in 2050, we'll be done with the U.S. season and then move on to All Stars. And then what Drag Queens of the World or whatever? Like, what is it? What's the singing competition?
Oh, God. What's it called again? Queen of the Universe? No, that's not it.
Yeah.
It?
Queens of the Universe or something.
Queens of the Universe? Yeah.
Oh, because it's like, maybe it's like Eurovision, like Queens of the Universe.
Yeah, it's supposed to be similar to like a Eurovision type of feel, but it's
okay.
But I don't know. Yeah, we'll see how that is.
Well, okay.
I don't want to recap that.
I just wanted to also just briefly say shout out to my roommate because I've been like mooching cable off of my cousin. I don't know what happened. Maybe my cousin canceled her cable package, but like I almost like didn't watch the episode like last night, and then I like texted my roommate. I'm like, can I please like hop onto your like YouTube TV, and he was like so sweet. It took us like 500 hours to get through Google so that I could like, you know, log in.
Yeah.
But thank God for YouTube TV because that's how I watch my RuPaul's Drag Race now, girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Nice. Yeah, I only watched the first couple weeks of season 13 on YouTube TV because that was the free trial. Mm-hmm. Now I just have it purchased on Amazon Video and I watch it in the morning right before we start.
Oh, cute. You're fresh.
So fresh.
I love it. So fresh and so clean. Yeah. All right, guys. We love you. Get into the episode. Like, subscribe, follow, send us a message. I don't know.
You have to.
Share us with some you love and get into this episode. Oh, wait. Let me set the mood. Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm good.
You ready for some hunty?
Yeah, I want to listen.
So grab a snack, sit back, cozy up, and get into that whispering hunties.
Hey there, Robo fans and Dino fans. Do you like science fiction? Do you like movies about robots and dinosaurs? Do you like podcasts that explore sci-fi philosophy through a fun and positive lens? Then you are going to love Robots vs. Dinosaurs. Every week, your host, Louis G, invites a guest onto the show to talk about one of their favorite sci-fi movies. It's a RoboCast. It's a DinoCast. It's a battle for ultimate awesomeness in science fiction pop culture. Subscribe to Robots vs. Dinosaurs on Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes every Friday. Follow us on Instagram at RobosVDinos or Twitter at VersusRobots. That is at VSRobots.
All right, guys. Hi, we're back. What's up? Hey. We're back in America.
Gorge.
So gorge.
Okay, so normally we go through a segment that has to do with COVID wisdom, but I'm all about like celebrating life right now, and COVID feels depressing. So in honor of our dear guest, Remy, and in the spirit of my Broadway memory, you have a minute or less. What's your Drag Race memory?
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's such a great question. Okay, I have one. So season five was my first season of Drag Race, and I was right after college, and it's that really crazy transition time where you like don't know what you're doing with your life, and it helped me get through a lot of hard times during that time. And I was bonding with my friend Anthony, like my gay best friend, who was also watching it for the first time, and like it just became this ritual for us. And what was really exciting is that the season five finale was going to be like a live event, like hosted in New York City. So all the queens were there, and we went to the live finale. It was at like a club, and Bianca Del Rio hosted it. And of course, the next season she went on to win it. But all of the queens performed afterwards in order that they were eliminated. And I was a big Jinx Monsoon fan, so to see, I don't know, just to see them all live, my first season, it was just a really fun, fun memory. So season five has a very fond place in my heart because of those memories associated with
it.
So that's my Drag Race memory. Stage 48. Yes.
Yeah.
Remy, this is great. My Drag Race memory is also that finale, the live finale.
Wasn't it so fun?
Oh my god,
it was so much fun. So
that's
very
crazy.
Quickly. So I also was just right out of college. When season five was happening, and I'd been watching Drag Race for a couple years to that point, so I was like entrenched in the culture, and that season really just got me through a lot of really rough transitions, and I had just expressed my feelings to the person that I would end up marrying, and we were like just starting our thing, and I went to the finale. I knew that Jinx was gonna win. I was such a huge fan of hers, felt very connected to her. My life had been in shambles, and now I was rebuilding it, and I went with my friends, and I had so much fun, and then I went to go stay with Mark, who's I ended up marrying, as I said. And it was like the first time we got to hook up. It was just like an awesome night. It was just like I got to see drag, and then I got to fool around. So it was a good night.
Awesome. Do you agree in it, like being there? It was at this like special time in Drag Race that I don't think we would feel the same today, where because it was so early on in the, like when it just started to find its groove, it was still kind of on the fringe and not so popular as it is now. So it felt so much more intimate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It felt way, way more intimate. I went to the season 8 crowning as well, and it was so overblown. I did not have fun. It was just like there were too many people. It wasn't the same anymore. There was really I kind of hate to use the word authenticity, but it was just like it was the core of the community.
The queens talk about this all the time. There was a time where like these crownings would be like parties.
And now
they're like work.
Absolutely. That's exactly it.
Yeah. So it's like sad.
Yeah.
And like at the season five finale, it was so funny because you've probably seen videos, but like Alaska was just like crying that she didn't win. Mm-hmm. And she came out in like a trash bag dress and sang "The Winner Takes It All," but crying. And like it was so funny. And then Jinx came out and did in the original key, Greatest Star from Funny Girl. In the original key, like in all of the world so far, I am the greatest star. But up in the octaves, it was fabulous.
It was fantastic.
All right, Nick, 30 seconds.
Oh, being here today with you all is my favorite Drag Race memory. That's a lie. No, I love it. Let's see, my favorite Drag Race memory. You know, I'm not totally sure.
Okay.
Trixie's my favorite. So when she won, I'll just say that.
Aww.
Great.
Okay. I have so many, but when Violet Chachki walked out in that dress that was like very King and I, but like elevated, and then the alien crown that was like part of her skin, basically saying like, hey people, I know that all y'all think that I didn't deserve to win, but you can't even take the crown off my body.
I don't remember that.
And okay, you need to just look it up. It's like season, I can't remember whose finale it was, but it was whatever the finale was where Violet was the reigning queen and she was going to crown the next queen.
Yeah. So it was Bob's season that he won then.
I don't know.
Because Violet was 7 and Bob was 8.
Oh yeah, then that's
okay,
it.
Okay, sure. But like when Violet walked out, it was like all the naysayers can just eat it because she looked so fabulous. There's this amazing, you see like Nicole Page Brooks is just holding her chest and like literally like every queer person that's at all like, you know, all the, I hate to use the word, like all the fags, you know, like out there, like, you know, like, you know, but like, I just mean like, you know, like any gay person who's like, oh my God, yes! Like we're all just like screaming because it was so fabulous and so elevated. So I want to reclaim that slang and, you know, and just remember that like, you know, drag first to some degree is magic. And when you can achieve that magic, you know, it's just
tragic.
Why we watch, you know?
Love it. I love it.
This has been My Drag Race Memory.
Yes. Yeah, that's so funny that we had the same memory and that we were both there. What are the odds?
I was so excited because it's amazing. Like, it's going to be my memory.
Parallels, so people. Funny. Parallels. Okay. So, Nick or Gloria, if you're nasty, can we get a whole story report?
Oh, you better believe it. Last time on season 13, we said an icy goodbye to dearest Denali, and Olivia feels totally fine with nearly everyone saying she should have gone home. We see that Candy might have just as much trouble with numbers as she does words, but she wins the cute little trivia mini challenge regardless. Don't mess with the muse! And I just want to say, on a season that's sadly lacking pit crew moments, I love seeing our beautiful boys, and with a speaking role, no less. The Maxi Challenge is a personalized soda drink branding competition, and no one seems to have the lead during the planning stages. We get a pep talk from season 12 winner Jada Essence Hall, and we'll see if her words are taken to heart. The edit is careful not to give away exactly what to expect in the product videos, except that nothing will make sense, and that's showbiz, kid. During getting ready, the shade starts to fly immediately, starting with Tina and Rosé. And Rosé is a funny person, but I get Tina's point and agree that she's not necessarily a comedy queen. But Rosé makes an even better point that while obviously talented, Tina is very one note. Then we hear about Candy's awful attack in her youth, and our hearts go out because that is unacceptable. On the runway, we get a category that I'm feeling fully alive for, Beast Couture. My faves were Tina, which I never thought I'd say, Simone for boldly embracing furry culture, Rosé, whose sexy red needle demon literally made me gasp. The biggest faux pas was from Candy. Honey, Candy. This would lose even if it was the dollar store design challenge. The videos were difficult for me to truly decipher any standouts, but some felt more solid than others, sure. Who made me laugh the most were Candy, Simone, and Rosé. And Simone is the winner, and Rosé is also a winner. That was a nicer surprise than the UK Top 4 double save. Tina Burner and Utica are up for elimination, and bitch, it's my humps! Tina feels very suited to this, but Utica is still very fun and hilarious to watch. Utica is saved, and Tina Burner's time has come to an end. It makes sense, but still somehow feels like a gag. And that's the whole story.
Thank you. You're doing God's work in like getting us back into this moment.
That's all we can hope for.
Okay, so let's get straight to it. The pit crew should stop speaking.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Yes. I mean, oh, God.
Those poor boys.
I mean, the redhead, who apparently is not queer, but you know what? Inclusivity, I guess.
Oh, no, he totally is.
Isn't he not? I heard he was straight.
Oh, he did like a YouTube video featurette thing. He's like so gay.
Okay, good.
Oh, he's so hot.
I know.
He's very hot.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't love a redhead? But anyway, but like in hearing them speak, Jason's the only articulate one, which is why I guess they keep him employed. Because one of the Pit Crew members have to speak, but everyone else was just inarticulate. I was like, ooh, no.
Yeah, they're not actors. They are models.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It's like, what was that video that you did where like the drag queen gets to take like a hot guy home because it's like a drag app, Remy?
Oh, Dragger. Where it's Dragger. Like Uber for drag queens.
Yeah. And so like where like the hot, you take like the hot guy home, but like, it's like the hot guy where it's like, don't speak, just like, you know, just.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do not speak. That is
the sound come out.
Please. Oh God. Just really takes me out of it when you talk.
Yeah. Even dirty talk. Just.
Yeah.
Just grunt, but no words.
Let me your mouth this. To work. Do not work your mouth.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was really traumatic. Here, I can't even look at them the same now. I want them like all replaced, except for the redhead. just kidding. Because they all were hot. Even though I feel like I saw a little pandemic weight because they weren't like as fit as they normally are.
Oh, I don't know. I thought they all looked ripped.
Yeah.
They looked ripped, but like ripped adjacent. Like, you know, like instead of being like 6% body fat, they're now like 8% body fat. There's like a little
I wish
more
I could have that.
I know, trust me. We're still on this Noom thing.
We're gonna start doing cardio twice a day.
Then we have the branding challenge where Tina is wild in her premise or whatever.
Insane
and unsanitary. And then Gottmik is very confused. Like, it's like, you just know they're the bottom three, like, from the get.
Yeah. I didn't expect Gottmik to lip sync, though. I would have doubted that.
They like them too much.
I don't know. Even with the, like, muddled concept that Gottmik did, I still think that it was funnier than the other two.
And certainly Utica's, than Utica's, yeah.
Oh my God, Utica's made me literally cringe. Every time she went for that shot under at the udder, I was just like, oh my God. It was upsetting to me, that image. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I had like one word reaction or one to two word reactions to like most of the filming with Tina. I was like, with Rosé, I was like, sleeper cell. With Olivia, I was like worrying and another little purse. Jesus Christ. And then
her outfit was not good.
Yeah.
Frilly thing. I was like, what is this doing? It didn't fit right. It was strange.
Simone is back. Utica, yes, help. I need help. Someone protect me. Candy, Special K, ? Like, she just didn't seem to make that connection.
Speak to it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Gottmik, I was like, let's pray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's the thing is that none of them were really like great. Mm-hmm. None of them, not a single one was like great. You know, some were funnier.
Rose's was good.
Of all
Rose's
of them, I mean, I like Rose's.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Rosé and Simone and Candy were, again, like, my favorites of them, but...
Simone and Rosé should have won. That was the correct choice.
I totally support the choice that they both won.
Okay. Yeah. Alternate opinion. Simone doesn't need to win anything. She's already won, like, four challenges.
Yeah, seriously. I need to go back to the... I need to go to the wiki page after this and see how many it is really now.
I mean,
four? She did four. Four.
Yeah, she had four. Yeah. Now she has five.
Oh my God, and Rosé is two now, or three?
Yeah.
No, Simone has four, because she said four. She was like, I've won four times. Four. She said it after
Not
she
including,
won.
So everyone, remember how they're the winners and the losers or whatever?
Oh, the B squad, I suppose you blah, could blah, consider blah. That.
If
yeah.
you
oh,
consider right. the first episode one as a
right.
win.
Right.
They
oh,
won.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point.
Simone technically has five wins. She doesn't that's need another point. Win. And even with four, she doesn't need another win.
Yeah, so with such a long season, it feels slanted.
They could have easily just been like, Simone, we are so impressed with you. You did so well this week. Yeah. Great job. Right. We were worried that you were falling off, but you were one to watch, baby. And then say, you are safe.
Yeah.
They could have done that.
I only thought Rosé was going to win off just off of the critiques.
Also, they were acting like her, like, what not Bugs Bunny, but like the female form, but like Lola? In a fox outfit.
The Lola Bunny. Yeah.
Lola Bunny. Yeah. That's literally what the Simone furry? Was wearing. They were acting like that was couture. And I was like, no.
No, it's
like,
honey. That is a furry costume from Amazon. I mean, I think it's funny that Simone did that. It's, for me, it's a comedic choice for Simone, not a sexy choice. It's like funnier than it is anything else. But at the same time, that's a furry thing from Amazon that maybe has some slight adjustments.
I mean, correct the me proportions were right.
Yeah. She fitted it. Yeah. But like these furry costumes are crazy.
Yeah.
Like they are Simone? Sexy cartoon animals. Sorry.
Okay.
No, that's fine. Like, I agree. Like, I think, but I loved that choice that she made, and it was, she made it so Simone. Question though, because I'm obsessed with Simone. She's my favorite. Like, I think
she's going to win.
She knows who she is. She delivers. And even in the ones where she kind of floundered a bit, she was still pretty good overall. Mm-hmm. Has Simone given us, like, I'm not saying, like, she should stop being herself. But, like, has Simone given us just an elegant gown yet? Like, has she given us
white,
that yet?
The white outfit with the shots on the back is like,
that's her most elegant. Yeah.
But
because so I love seeing those contrasts between, because she can do anything. And I just love her. She's so fantastic.
But that being said, I would love to see a pageant Simone.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Like not because that was a very like fashion-esque moment. Like I would love to see just like a pageant Simone. Just to try it on.
A gown.
She doesn't need it. It's not it's a nice to have. I don't got to have it. You know? She's so good. She's so good. I mean, day one, you're a star, baby. You know? Mm-hmm. You got it. Can we just say that Mama Ru was giving it to us this week on the UK and the US in these outfits, in these wigs. It's this is the drag queen I came to see.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. And like, if she's going to look that good, then it was worth a few weeks of pussycat wigs to allegedly cover up a facelift scar.
We don't know.
Oh, really?
Knows.
Is that what that was?
I mean, it's a rumor, nobody knows.
Oh my God. Something that even Raven couldn't cover up.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. We wouldn't judge, but you know.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think Rue did this in these past two episodes, but Rue in recent seasons has been showing a lot more leg than usual. Rue never used to show. Mm. Rue always wore a floor-length gown. Mm-hmm. But recently she's been showing leg, which I love because she's got the legs.
Me too. Oh God, she's legs for days.
Well, she's always had the legs. It's just like they went into hiding and then she's like, you know, look at these young girls thinking they can just be so slick, you know? And Rue's like, no.
Mama Ru gotta keep it sexy.
Rue's like, I invented legs. Okay. Yeah. You know.
I have a patent.
I thought you were calling her legs young girls.
Please welcome to the stage, legs, young girls.
Well, you know these drag queens that come onto the stage, they think they can show skin and like that's like, you know, a moment. But it's like, I was like, trust me, when RuPaul shows some skin, you know, you want to drink that water.
You better put that helmet on because it's going to be mind blowing.
Yeah. And Simone's trying to come for her gig, but like, No. There can only be one. So, controversial opinion, according to the whole story for this week. Utica lost that lip sync. I was uncomfortable.
I mean, Tina was
she
like,
she licked herself
doing it
again. Someone needs to like pull her aside and be like, never lick yourself again. Yuck. Don't double down on it. It is very uncomfortable to watch.
So
it is not a good move at all.
Tina, we talked about embodying the song, and Tina was embodying the song. She was serving it.
Yeah.
And Utica was being Utica. And I was like, if Utica would have been sent home, I would have been like, it's time. It's time.
Yeah.
I could have seen Tina for another week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Which I never thought I'd say.
I was really surprised that Tina went home.
I liked Utica better.
You did?
I did, but carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
What did she do? Tell me, what did she do?
Tina or Utica?
I love you though, but I'm like, what did she do?
I preferred. I thought that she made more interesting choices. I was like, because I think Tina did the more obvious choices for my humps. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, okay, yeah, this is how you lip sync to my humps. But I was like, I don't know. I feel like Utica had something more interesting to offer. Like, I think she has something more interesting to bring to the competition.
Yeah.
I think. And Tina's very talented. She really is. And I actually really loved her dress. I loved her dress. But I think, I don't know. I thought Utica deserved to stay based on that lip sync.
On the flip, I see, and that's, I think, where, like, I agree with so much of what you're saying, but just, like, where I flip on that is, like, I do think I liked Utica's lip sync of this less, but I like her as a queen a lot more than I like Tina Burner.
That's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
Tina has done the same thing and had so many bad runways that I also was, that's why at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, it's also time for you.
Yeah, it could have gone either way.
I like them both as queens. I like them both as human beings. I just did not like anything that Utica did on this episode.
Yeah, I kind of go back and forth.
She had a worse video. Sorry.
She really did. I really go back and forth about how I feel about Utica, because on the one hand, I do really like her and I like her concepts. There's just something, there's something about her that still just makes me every once in a while go like, I just feel like uncomfortable.
It's like editing. She needs like a manager to be like, do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that.
And it honestly might just be the Jesus thing.
Think she needs like a Trixie. You know, like Katya is like a genius, but like she's kind of like scatterbrained, and so she needs like that friend who can like ping off of her and like
Simone.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, sure.
I love them as a duo.
But it was somebody editing her.
Which works.
Yeah. Because you're right. If it's Utica's own choice, you get Bob Ross Snatch Game in a squirrel hat. So unacceptable.
Wow. Oh god, that was so weird.
I'm just saying, like, Simone has better things to do with her time, like being a star. So she doesn't
like
time
like winning
Utica,
season. Yeah.
But
yeah, Simone does not have the time for Utica.
She should not. But that's what Utica needs. She just needs someone to like come just pull her aside and be like, hey boo. So your fashion is phenomenal.
Because she is a model.
Yeah, your fashion is amazing.
Put your tongue in your mouth.
Hey, stop doing the tongue shit, okay?
Yeah.
Put your tongue in your mouth, be a little bit more authentic, and live in the love.
Yeah, sometimes it really just feels like she's being weird for weird's sake. And there isn't like a thesis behind it. That's always been the thing about a lot of like the quote unquote with the weird queens or something. Yeah. I love horror drag. I'm big on the stuff that's like creepy and strange and intellectual, but like err more on the side of like oh my god, I'm blanking. Sasha.
Yeah,
yes. Sasha Velour.
She had concepts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, like make sure that every single like everything has a story, everything has like a moment. And for the most part, Utica does. Yeah. It's just those moments that she doesn't that I'm like, Utica, I just so try hard.
Well, the thing is, it's okay to have cerebral drag, which is what I refer to as Sasha Velour's, you know.
That's a great, great
genre.
Term.
Yeah.
But you have to have stage presence. You have to say, this is a thing and I'm doing it. And it's like, it's just like, there's like a touch of seriousness that you want to bring to it. If you're going to bring like slapstick Carol Burnett drag, then you kind of need to like go the Tammy Brown route. You know, like, I don't know if you need the elevated fashion if you're doing Carol Burnett. Like, it just doesn't fit.
Yeah.
That's valid.
She just feels kind of like disjointed.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's fine to have all of these influences. It's like, how do you make it your own? Like, you can try and be other people, but like, who are you? You know, it's the same thing with Olivia right now. And it's so funny. The judges are like, I don't think she knows who she is yet, because there doesn't seem to be much besides this kind of like, I'm a glamorous ingenue shtick. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really sweet and I love to smile and my makeup's, you know, flawless.
As well as Olivia was doing in the beginning, I'm glad to see, not in like a hateful way, but I'm glad to see her struggling right in this middle portion of the competition, because it's like, she's getting called out for the things that, because she's very, very new to drag and she has a lot left to figure out and identify in herself, and she's getting read for it by the judges, and it like, feels like they're giving her an opportunity to continue to grow. So I'm like, I'm saying it's engaging to watch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's very like La La Ree, like new to drag, old to performing. So perform and you'll be fine, you know.
So I have a quick or a segment idea maybe that could be a good wrap if you want. Just by saying like, who's the queen you think is going home next and who's the queen you think is going to win right now, just based on where we are.
Well, just let's skip who's going home next, because that's Utica. But
yeah,
at this point, who do you think can take the crown?
Simone.
Yeah, Simone or Rosé. But it should be Simone. But like, I think Rosé could also take it.
I think be
top three is going to be Simone, Rosé, and Gottmik.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah. I think top four, I would add Olivia to that. But yes, top three, I agree, is Gottmik, Simone, and Rosé.
Yeah.
With, I think, Simone winning, possibly Gottmik, I would be thrilled.
This is so funny.
I love Gottmik.
Honestly, at the end of the episode, I went through and I made a list. And literally, I was like, okay, Gottmik, final four. Simone, final four. Rosé, final four. And then I was like, Candy or Olivia? And then
it has to be Olivia.
And then during this episode, I was like, ooh, maybe Olivia's not quite cooked yet. And Candy's such good TV. Candy.
And know what? They would do
great.
That. They would do that, and it would make me upset. Just because like she has that's too many saves for her.
I know.
It's too many saves after
no wins.
After today's look with the green suit, and it was not, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And some
really
other
was.
Really bad looks. I'm like, no way. Between her and Olivia, Olivia's track record is just far superior.
I know,
superior.
But Candy's such good TV. She even co-produced that math moment. Like it's as if they like made it for her.
Yeah, that's true.
Like first she couldn't do the math, then she had to ask a math question, and then she got it right. I was like, Candy, which producer are you like, you know, hooking up with on the side? Because they're writing lines.
Who are you Williming? Yeah.
Literally. Or is it just that you are co-producing this? And I do believe that she has a co-producing credit. We're going to see it at the end. They're going to be like, Candy, executive produced by, you know, RuPaul, Michelle Visage, and then
Candy Muse Productions.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dollhouse Productions. Exactly.
Yeah, I really like Candy, but all of your points. I keep forgetting that she hasn't had any wins because she always seems to like be in the spotlight.
And she won't. Yeah. And she won't.
And she won't.
She's who you're talking about. You
that's
know?
My prediction. Candy will not win. She will be in the top four.
No, she's going to win. She'll be the winner. Imagine.
She'll at least get Miss Congeniality. No, I'm just kidding.
Tamisha Iman, no how dare you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, thank you, everyone.
This has been so fun. And what a joy on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. Felt great to have this little KK.
Yeah.
Thank you. With some brekkie.
For all the you know, gals, pals, and
guys, boys, gals, and non-binary pals.
Thank you, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. I was like, it's gonna sound so good, but then I can't say it correctly. where can everyone consensually stalk you, find you, just celebrate your person?
You can find me on Twitter at astorks. That's A-S-T-O-R-C-K-S. To spell that, it's German. It's dumb. Oh. And then on Instagram, just at Annette Storkman. You can find me there. My website is also just annettestorkman.com. And follow Choreomania on Instagram.
Choreomania. I didn't even know. That's not actually from the musical, but you can put it in. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No falling to the knees, please, like the UK girls.
God,
and,
no.
And I'm a Barry tenor with some falsetto, you know, skills. So
it's actually good
me.
To know. So I know.
Yes. I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
This is my specialty. All right.
You can find me Twitter.
Go ahead.
So I don't know. We were in a pause. I was like, is it my turn? I don't know.
I thought you had frozen.
No, I literally like looked at Remy and I was like, Remy?
Whenever you're up. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Remy Germanario. I'm mostly on Instagram. Website, www.remygerminario.com. And be sure to follow My Broadway Memory on Instagram at My Broadway Memory.
100%. And like, honestly, it is one of the most heartwarming, inspirational things I've listened to in a while. Like, I feel like...
thank you. That means so much.
Well, it's like people who love doing the thing that they do, talking about the thing that they love and why it, like, inspires them.
Aw.
Beautiful.
That's so great to hear. Beautiful. And, I don't know if you two feel this way being the host of this, and I think you two are doing such a fabulous job, and I kind of feel the same way. You know, like, we do... it's a lot of work to do these podcasts, and it feels really nice to get that at those affirmations. So thank you for saying that, and the same goes to you two.
Everyone, Mijon, you need to start telling everybody what your Venmo is so everyone can tip you, including me, because Mijon does all the heavy lifting. He's amazing. I don't have the organizational genius that he does. Okay. So everybody,
God,
and you need to remind me when your birthday is so I can put it in my calendar and make sure I get you a big expensive gift every year.
Oh my God.
So
Lies,
there you go.
Liza Minnelli. But no, thank you everyone. Honestly, this is the little community that we're building because we love drag, but we also love comedians and artists and creatives, and it is just a joy to spend time with you and to make these connections that I didn't know existed. Downstate New York,
yes,
you know, comedy, you know, like, and also projects that we don't remember that we did together. It's fine.
I didn't know the name. I remember the project. I didn't know that was the name.
No, but it is such a joy and honor. So thank you for spending time with us today. If you're listening to this, share it with someone you love. Call all your friends that you have not talked to that you think that you might need to talk to. Because you don't know what's going to happen in this pandemic, and hopefully we'll all make it to the other side, but not everyone will. So make sure that you reach out to some people that you
Agreed.
Love, people.
Yes,
agree.
Not to bring it down, I just lost someone the other day, so really just
me too.
Come
I'm
in.
So
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Check on your friends. For tell sure. them you love them.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, subscribe, follow. And if anyone wants to talk to us, whisperinghunties@gmail.com, Hunty Whispering on Twitter, and Whispering Hunties everywhere else. Please be safe. What is it that they say on Lucy Honey? Like, keep your something.
I don't
like,
know.
Hands clean and face covered.
Yes.
And
love that.
Keep your hands clean, your face covered, and don't be a basic. See you next week, guys. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Whispering Hunties is not endorsed by World of Wonder, VH1, Viacom, Great Canada, or any of their subsidiars. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and Canada's Drag Race and all names, stickers, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective copyright holders.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.